Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year. We want to put 1,000 new coats on kids that need them this holiday season. $34 puts a brand new American-made coat on a child in need. Let me tell you, any donation would help. Whatever you could do. All it takes is $34. That's pretty amazing. I mean, first of all, it's American-made. That's cool. Second of all, it helps all the kids here in the Pacific Northwest. That's where the coats go. And if you don't got the full $34, at $5, anything you got.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at some of the people and what they're donating. And then just shout-outs to people like Connie B and
Connie
Mike
B.
and Jared.
Mike!
But a huge, huge, huge shout-out to Jim T.
What's Jim T done?
Hundreds of dollars.
Wow!
Hundreds of dollars, BJ. I don't know if you can see that.
Wow, look at that, Jim.
But Jim really stepped up a couple of days ago.
Damn!
That just floored me.
Jim, that's fantastic.
Yeah, man. That's really freaking cool.
And look, even if you've got $5, it doesn't matter, because you know how many people, if they put in $5, that's like a bunch of little gym tees.
Mm-hmm.
Like mini gyms. We love little mini gyms. Slim gyms. You can make this happen. And if you don't.
Timbits.
Ah, yeah. Gymbits.
Gymbits.
Yeah.
Gymbit. Donate some money.
What can you do? And if you have no cash, which look, I get it. I've been in that position in my life too. You definitely have social networks. Share this. Let your friends know. Maybe they can help out. It's all helping out the kids. You want more info? You want to make a donation? Get those coats on those kids. Go to KISW.com today.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play.
And it's time to turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for one.
Turn down for that Friday, Junior. That's right, buddy. Friday, Junior. It's exciting. We got our Christmas party tonight.
Yeah.
It's a holiday action, baby.
That's right. Someone's going to make a fool of themselves tonight.
Yeah.
I hope it's not me, but it might very well be me.
So far, you've been pretty good at the parties.
The ones I go to.
Danny's the one that at any given moment I think could lose it.
Oh, really?
I only threw up in one lobby bar, guys?
Yes. That's right. We went to the convention, and he ended up puking right in the lobby, right in front of everyone.
That's not the holiday party. I don't think he's going to puke in the holiday
party.
He might wet himself, but I mean, that's about it.
I'm at the bar holding court like I do at all these radio conventions, and everyone's like, BJ, you know what I really love is that everybody, your team is amazing, and then right on cue, here comes Dan puking all over the place. Danny, I'm like,
I'm proud of Danny for picking up the slack, because I wasn't there. Because typically I pass out on people, so you puke in lobbies, I pass out on people.
You know what? You're usually there was a little bit of swagger with everybody because they thought, you know, the cat was away because you're the enforcer of our group.
Yeah.
They usually don't want to misbehave too much because, Steve might get mad at us. But you weren't there, and so everybody was like puking everywhere and just doing what they wanted.
And usually I'm the one that's drunk at the bar.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like if Steve would have been there, there would have been just more video.
No, there would have been a shot in my hand to hand it to you.
Oh,
be like,
fair.
Let's go, puke and rally,
puke
boy.
And rally.
Let's go.
You just wouldn't have done it near me. Steve is smart enough to go, yeah, we can't misbehave in front of B.
Yeah,
let's go to a different bar.
Let's go around the tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go, boys. Let's drink some more.
I was partying hard with everyone. I busted out Uno at the bar.
Okay, now that would have been a problem.
Dude, we had a whole table and everyone
love
was
Uno.
Losing their minds.
Yeah.
Because the game went on for like an hour and a half.
Wild card, bitch.
One game.
Yeah.
Let's get to this game right now. We've got Ken in Puyallup to take on Steve. Ken, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, sir. Hey, what a great cause, too, guys.
Oh, coach for kids?
Win or lose, I'm going to take and buy a coat right after the game.
Oh, I love this. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much.
That's really badass of you.
And you're awesome. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Also, quick shout out to our friend Red the Stripper. I noticed on her Twitter page, she posted something about blah, 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 come and buy me dances, and this and the other thing, but if you can't, buy a coat. And she linked KSW's Coats for Kids, which I thought was a very random way to promote Coats for Kids, but I really respected that.
Tis the season for giving.
Go see Red the Stripper at one of your fine Deja Vu establishments.
And then Red's awesome.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So, Ken, you're playing for a pair of tickets to check out Aziz Ansari. He's going to be at the Paramount Theater on March 18th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to get tickets to see Aziz, you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Who would have thought we would go from Coats for Kids to Red the Stripper,
right?
Ah, it's America, isn't it?
It all
comes I love
together.
This country.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ken will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ken, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Hound of the Baskervilles is a crime novel featuring which fictional detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. What year, the late 90s, did the first American Pie movie come out?
99,
yes. In geometry, a 10-sided polygon is typically called a what?
Hexagon.
No.
Pentagon.
No.
Triceratops.
No. What sport is the subject of the film The Bad News Bears?
Oh, baseball.
Yes. Which Archie comic character got her own chilling Netflix show?
Nice.
Come on, buddy. You pass?
Yeah.
Who wrote and directed American Graffiti?
George Lucas.
Yes. What color is the Energizer Bunny?
Pink.
Yes. What 3-letter adjective means uncooked?
Pass.
On the popular social website Reddit, what does AMA stand for?
Pass.
A wombat is a marsupial native to which country?
Australia.
Yes. What 3-letter adjective means uncooked?
Ken, if it's not cooked, what is it?
It's raw.
Yeah!
Thank you!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct!
All right.
I love BJ was just so fed up with it. He was just like, come on!
I want Steve to lose! I just can't take this anymore.
Influencing the holiday decline.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It has to happen. We only have 2 days left for
Steve.
The
integrity of this game has been compromised.
What? I actually asked it the same way you did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Just with a fervor.
Yeah, I had a fervor in there. I had to give Ken a little slap.
A little angry about that. I love it.
Yeah, but sometimes that's what it takes. See, if you give a guy a little verbal slap, he'll wake up and go, oh, yeah.
And Ken did.
That's how we guys do.
This is the greatest text of the day. I got a great lap dance from Red. Recommend visiting. 5 stars on Yelp, Red the Stripper.
Listen, we don't steer you wrong on a lot of things. Sure, other radio stations can tell you all the news of the day and politics, but if you want to know the best strippers in town, we're your people.
She's very giving with coats and lap dances.
Yeah.
And I think she's at the VU in downtown.
She's got a heart of gold, Red.
Check her Twitter, but you check her Twitter, because sometimes she's at Little Darlings and sometimes she's at the VU.
What did you say? Check her what?
Her Twitter.
Oh, her Twitter. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm totally sorry.
Okay. Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The hand.
There you go, oh, Red, I know. God.
There's a nice distraction right there.
Oh, yes, Red.
All right, can I play the damn game?
Yeah. I really would like to go visit a particular location. Yeah.
The Hound of the Baskervilles is a crime novel featuring which fictional detective?
Inspector Gadget.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
What's that guy on the show?
You know this.
Inspector Clouseau.
No.
Oh, it's the guy, the Pink Panther.
No. What year, the late 90s, did the first American Pie movie come out?
1999.
Yes. In geometry, a 10-sided polygon is typically called a what?
Hexagon.
No.
No.
Hectagon.
No.
Octagon.
No.
Trapagon.
No. What sport is the subject of the film The Bad News Bears?
Baseball.
Yes.
Baseball.
Which Archie comic character got her own chilling Netflix show?
Sabrina.
Yes. Who wrote and directed American Graffiti?
Harrison Ford.
No.
George Lucas.
Yes. What color is the Energizer Bunny?
Pink.
Yes. Pink. What 3-letter adjective means uncooked?
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Yes.
Wow.
On the popular social website Reddit, what does AMA stand for?
Ask me anything.
Yes. A wombat is a marsupial native to which country?
South Africa.
No.
Australia.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh.
Steve, you win.
Yeah!
8-7.
Man, no matter what I do.
You try.
Yeah.
But there is no holiday decline. yet.
All right, Ken. Sorry about that, but thank you for donating, buddy.
Yeah, that was so close.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he goes. Oh. Ken and Puyallup. How could you do that to a fellow Puyallupian?
Well, you know. When you're from luxurious Puyallup, like the local celebrity Steve Miggs, you do what you got to do to win.
Twitter verified.
Thank you.
When you spent so much time on the first question, I thought you had no chance. It was Sherlock Holmes.
Damn it, that's what I was thinking.
Ken got that one right.
I could picture Watson. I couldn't think of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh,
of all things, brutal. I remember his guy.
And you came up with Clouseau, and I was like, that's a little more obscure than I would imagine Sherlock Holmes being.
My dad watched that stuff.
Oh, really?
I love it. Yeah. So your dad and I would have been buddies.
100%. You guys would have been TV buddies.
I hated the Pink Panther. The only thing I liked was the cartoon at the beginning.
Oh.
I like the song. Yeah, I used to get pumped about the cartoon beginning. I'm like, this is going to be great. And they're like, this is really boring.
Don't get butt. Some of the later, I will agree that the later ones were better than the earlier ones. Like the first one was really dry, but it was never really meant to be a Clouseau movie. But then they realized how popular the character was and then just started making more.
And to be honest, the only times I ever tried to watch them when I was like single digits. So there's like no way I'm going to get anything other than the cartoons.
But there are just some moments that the fights with him and his butler valet Cato, they would, because Cato would try to keep him in shape. Those were some to me. I laughed my ass off. He was an Asian guy that was trying to keep him in shape by doing karate moves, and of course Clouseau was an idiot.
The only one that you both missed in geometry, a 10-sided polygon is typically called a what? Vicky knows this.
Decagon.
She wins. Deca means 10.
Well, you know, you roll as much dice as we do. You're gonna know your decagons.
Yeah, we'll know our polyhedrals. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Caller number 8. You are checking out Aziz Ansari at the Paramount Theater. Caller number 8, 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. All right, man. I'm not surprised by this. And it's something I think a lot of folks in the past could have used, because when you get to be as popular as Taylor Swift, you are going to have stalkers. That just happens.
Yes.
And we know, of course, one of the most, you know, lots of stalkers. I mean, the most horrific one was the one that actually gunned down John Lennon. And what was it?
Selena?
It was the president of her fan club.
Yeah. See, Taylor Swift apparently at a concert she had back in California in May had facial recognition technology used at the concert, so they could look at the fans to make sure that, you know, certain people who are bothering her, I guess she does have stalkers, that so they could see if they were there.
Damn.
And it was to protect Taylor's safety. And a lot of folks were like, are you trying to invade our privacy? And it's like, no, man, we're just trying to make sure that the bad people aren't trying to get Taylor.
Yeah, anyone who's like, I don't like this, you got to kind of wonder about that. Like, well, dude, I mean, this woman has to deal with some real, real freaky people.
She's got multiple stalkers.
I couldn't imagine what that life is like.
That sucks. I mean, that really, really sucks. And I guess facial recognition technology is on the rise at a lot of stadiums and arenas. Plus, Ticketmaster is developing a system that can identify fans' faces as they walk through the turnstiles to make entering a concert quicker and more efficient. We know that. We've got, you can open your iPhones now with facial recognition.
Well, a lot of them also in amusement parks, they do the facial recognition for the annual pass holders, which I thought was very weird. Like, it's just, it feels like a movie.
Yeah.
Was it the Minority Report?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It totally felt like that.
Well, we're seeing that movie in so many different ways. They want self-driving cars. You see how Facebook knows you, that, you know, in Minority Report, they had advertising that was targeted towards you. Facebook's already doing that.
That's the funny part about this. You're like, I don't like this, but no one has a problem with, some people do, but most people have no problem with, like, you know, Facebook being able to instantly recognize who you are or...
Exactly.
Oh, like your cell phones now using facial recognition.
I wonder what would happen if you got like plastic surgery or something, because I have a couple cousins who have gotten their noses done, or they had an accident. Ooh. They had to get some stuff done. They don't look anything like they used to.
That's going
to
be an issue if they got to redo their phone.
So, or they, if you're trying to be a stalker, I guess go get plastic surgery.
Oh, good. Let's encourage them.
Wow. Well, actually,
kidding. Don't be a stalker. That's gross.
It's just going to be like Face Off, like that movie. People are going to have to get that done in order to avoid, you know, to avoid
a bunch of people looking like Nicolas Cage. It sounds like a win-win.
It is a win-win.
We did that for the airports, so you could get through the lines quicker. Not the TSA pre-check, but the clear.
You actually do clear now?
Yeah.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. You're finally somebody I know who has it. How is it?
It's fantastic. Oh. I mean, I understand it's not at every airline doesn't have it, but a lot of them do. And as long as SeaTac does, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Well, good and for you, dude. So do you have TSA or you decided to go Clear instead?
We just went with Clear. It was a lot quicker and easier.
Yeah.
and they get you through. They give you a free month. So, nice. I mean, I guess I could cancel it, but after our experience with it, it was great. Apparently, Clear is at, you know, the stadiums as well.
That's what I heard, too, is that, yeah they're going to go to other places besides the airport.
I believe they're at CenturyLink and Safeco. They're definitely at one of them. I just can't remember which one. So, I mean, for the two of us, it was $200 for a year.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
No, especially, you know, I mean, for the amount of times, I don't travel a ton like you, but I travel enough to make it worth it, and also go to events enough to make it worth my time.
Yeah, if the thing is that, you know, so far, TSA line isn't bad for me. If that line all of a sudden becomes really, really long, and that's what, and now I'm glad to see Clear there, because there's never a line in Clear. I mean, I never see anybody there.
Dude, because we got it because we traveled on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and even though we got there a couple hours early, it wasn't awful, but it was just like, oh, this is gonna take a while. And then, you know, they did their job as Clear salespeople, like, hey, you could get right through. And I'm like, I'm willing to listen. And then I'm really glad I did. The guys just set us up. It took a couple minutes, and boom, we were right through. And we were through the security line in maybe 3 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I feel like PreCheck is getting kind of bad at SeaTac. The last time I was there, it took me 25 minutes to get through the TSA PreCheck line. So I was like, what's happening, guys?
Yeah, they got
to
figure that out, Danny. You're right. That's not good.
I thought the same thing as you. Like, maybe I should go take the Clear line.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, again, though, I'm sure they'll have the same problem as TSA. At some point, you have too many people that have that early or quick check-in opportunity, so then it doesn't really matter.
See, this is
then
why
you gotta have like a TSA pre-check to the pre-check.
This is why the government is a bad business person, because they sold us TSA. They did their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, supposedly it's the TSA is there to make us feel safe, and then we're like, you know what though? If we get certain information, you can go right through. You're a protected, trusted traveler. But then, of course, the government, because they're bad business people, unfortunately, their customer service representatives, aka the TSA people, as well as they don't know how to run a business. So what do? They don't care if the lines are long, because they don't care about anything, because they're employees that aren't really incentivized like a regular private business would be.
They're there for the next 8 hours, regardless if you get through fast or not.
I'm just lucky that I know a couple of TSA guys at SeaTac.
Oh, I ran into a couple.
Yeah, and those guys are good.
It's hilarious. I know more than one person. Like, Megs. I'm like, hey, like, we see BJ here every couple of weeks.
I bet I know exactly who you talk to.
I felt bad for one of the guys because I was pressured for time, and he was like chatting. I'm like, dude, unless you can get me through the line quick, I don't have time to talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Or if you want to wait in line with us.
Yeah, exactly. But so those guys always give me a good experience. But, you know, other TSA agents across the country where they don't know who the hell we are.
Oh, like Newark?
Yeah.
The worst employees of the world.
Oh, geez. You know what? I think Philadelphia can give them a run for their money.
I don't know, man. Yeah. They like, to have my wife come close to telling one of them to go F off.
Whoa.
She didn't.
Okay, Newark wins.
But, man, she was thinking it.
Yeah. So, Danny's right. The TSA people, the government better figure it out, or they're going to lose a great steady stream of income. Because, that Clear is going to kick their ass.
Well, somebody asked what it is. It's basically like the TSA pre-check. The only downfall is that it's not at every airport. So, I think they have 35 or 36 locations. It's not like a commercial.
But like Steve says,
I had to pay full price for this. I'm not telling you anything about it anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool.
It's an express line, a super express line. Look, next time you go to an airport, look at the Clear lines and look at the nobody's in those lanes at all.
And what it does is it uses your fingerprints to make so it, that way it knows it's you, and it could be any of your fingers. They do all your fingerprints, and then they do your eyes as well. So you have different ways to be recognized by the Clear program, and they always have somebody helping you at the little kiosk thing to get you through the line quick.
So you're my guinea pig. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not PETA friendly. What are we supposed to use?
Test tube.
You're my test tube.
Right.
You're my test tube for this, Steve.
And I'm here to feed two birds with one scone for you, BJ.
Oh, good job, buddy. I'm not sure that applies.
Nice updated lingo there.
Are we feeding a fed horse by talking about this?
Yeah, we are. We've definitely fed the fed horse. Yeah.
Steve's woke.
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know if you've seen this.
What?
I don't know.
Rev's right. I am woke.
Yeah. You guys are really on fleek with woke.
Oh, my God.
Sorry it happened. Sorry, Danny.
Yeah.
There's this funny video. I don't know if you guys have seen it. We have. It's really cool. It's one of Deadpool. Because, of course, Deadpool's got a PG-13 version of Deadpool 2 coming out for the holidays. And so this video has been released for it. And Deadpool, in this video, is defending something that people seem to love to hate. And you're going to hear from Deadpool at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A couple days ago, we came across the video promoting the new PG-13 version of Deadpool 2. In this video, Deadpool, who's played by the amazing Ryan Reynolds, Vicky's boyfriend.
Yes.
And Fred Savage. And this is a great video, because if you saw our Princess Bride, Ryan Reynolds is playing the Peter Falk part, you know, the grandfather, while Fred Savage is in bed. That scene when he was telling the Princess Bride story. They've recreated that for this commercial. And in the video, Deadpool and Fred Savage argue the merits of Nickelback, because as it turns out, I guess Deadpool is a huge fan.
I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide. 11th best-selling musical act of all time. Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decade. 6 Grammy nominations. 12 Juno Awards. Those count. 6 Billboard Music Awards. 2 American Music Awards. 1 People's Choice Award. Canadian. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Sorry. I thought we were just having fun. I didn't realize it was
You know, you were, You gotta say, you were nicer as a kid.
That's awesome. Dude, when we came across this a couple of days ago, this video, and I ain't gonna lie, after I went on my Apple Music and listened to some Nickelback.
Did you really?
I had to.
Yeah.
We've done a whole pod. Rev can attest to this on the Migscast many, many years ago. We did an entire episode where we just completely nerded out on the music of Nickelback because I had the same opinion. I'm like, yeah, look, some of their songs are crap, but a lot of bands have that problem. But some of their earlier stuff is amazing. Like Leader of Men, which is off of.
That is a really good one.
Right. All like the first two records, man, are some great stuff. And even some of the ones on like the big hit albums that people like to crap on. You go into some of the album tracks, there's just some straight up rockin' tunes.
I'm going to admit, straight I have Nickelback on my phone, too.
Yeah, look at this. See that?
It's time that we stop acting like Nickelback sucks.
You know,
and they put on a great live show.
Deadpool, and if you see, that's the other, if they put on a great live show, how many bands put on a horrible live show that are supposedly good bands?
And their live show is ladies' night at whatever venue that they're
doing. Well, there's that.
Because it is ridiculous the amount of smoke shows that go and see Nickelback.
Yeah. I love this. And later on, Fred leads Deadpool in a duet of How You Remind Me.
Tired of living like a blind man. Sick aside of a sense of feeling. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Even Chris says, for a Nickelback, Animal, one of the best rocking songs.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
That's a killer track. Yeah. Look at Danny. He's all upset.
Yeah. I am upset. I hate Nickelback so much.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I hate Good Charlotte.
You know what? It's
more.
Funny, though, because if
here we go. Shots fired.
Nickelback is almost one of those bands that, like, if they would have just gone a little bit more poppy and cheesy, I probably would have been super into them. But they did, like, the rock thing, and I was just like,
because they're a rock band.
I get it. I'm just saying.
See, you don't understand.
That Rockstar song is the worst.
Oh, it's terrible. I know, but
that's a poppy, cheesy song.
See, I don't know, but it's not poppy, cheesy the way I like it.
See, okay. That's
this
the
is
thing,
poppy
man.
And cheesy and awful.
Look at this photograph. See, and this is, you know, I this is why I'm not going to hate on Nickelback, because I'm a guy that likes Collective Soul, and Collective Soul, I think, is a poorer man's version of Nickelback. But it's very similar. You go, again, it's a smoke show. You go to a Seasoul show. It's chicks love those. They yep. love that music, too.
And I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for Nickelback, because many, many years ago when they were touring in support of whatever, their first or second record, and then nobody was playing them outside of Canada. Obviously, Canada plays any Canadian band.
Of course.
And they came to when I worked at the end, they came to the radio station, and they performed acoustic in the conference room for me and maybe 8 or 9 other employees. And the only reason why I went and saw them to watch them is because there was free pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know what the hell this band is, but I'll watch it. And I watched it. I was like, these guys are great. And they were the nicest dudes. Aww. And every time we've ever had any encounters with them, they still are some of the nicest guys. And they are the first to make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Unlike Good Charlotte, which probably take themselves too serious.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably true.
And they cry when people make fun of them.
Hey, I can cry with them, Steve.
Yes.
Since we're admitting things, like a I love Creed, man. I still love Creed.
I thought Creed and Nickelback was the same band.
This is not a confessional.
Yeah, right?
All right, Vicky, you need to leave. You're cut off.
I love Nickelback and I love Creed, man. Okay. They came out when I was in middle school.
All right, we're done. We're done with
this. Dude, it's funny, though. One of the nights I wrestled at an event, I'm a bad guy in one of the promotions. So I'm the heel, and I'm like, what can I come out to that's going to piss people off?
Oh.
I came out to Creed's Higher.
Oh, my God, yes.
It worked. The look of, like, people look like as if, like, someone just cut the cheese.
That's awesome.
It's like, Creed Higher.
Like, Creed?
That's right. You tell them what's up.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Whole commentary, too, about why Marvel rules the world. Deadpool is the reason why. That character is such a great character, and it's such a great bit that they did with this whole, you know, Nickelback, Fred Savage thing. Marvel knows what's up. This video, if you haven't seen it, you can go, is it on the BJ Mix page? Is it available?
Thumbs
yeah.
up.
Check it out, because they're arguing the merits of the band Nickelback. It is a great video. Now, we want you to finish this sentence, because the whole idea is this. Vicky just did it. She made this admission, you know, that she loves Creed, and this is why we want you to finish this sentence. Everyone likes to hate on it, but I'm a fan of blank. 206-449-1181. 206-449-1181. That's the number to call. You can also text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. Everyone likes to hate on it, but I'm a fan of blank. Your calls, your texts after Shinedown on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So there is an awesome video that you can catch on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It's got Deadpool and Fred Savage reenacting the scene from Princess Bride when Fred's in bed and he's being told a story. And in the midst of this scene they're reenacting, they're arguing about the merits of the band Nickelback. And so we thought, yeah, man, it's one of those things everybody hates and yet you like and nobody wants to admit it. So we thought...
And only two people bought the millions and millions and millions of copies that they sold.
So we're doing a bit of a confessional this morning. We want you to finish this sentence. Everyone likes to hate on it, but I'm a fan of blank. 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. Kyle in Puyallup, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Kyle, what's up, buddy?
A lot of people like to hate on it, but I'm 26 years old, and I'm a huge fan of 80s new wave. Like
yeah.
Mesh Mode. And
that's my boy.
My man.
All that good stuff.
You like Joy Division?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, dude. Have you? How about my boy Gary Newman? Besides Cars, if you go deeper, Gary Newman is a weird dude, but I bought a bunch of his albums back in the day. Love that stuff.
Yeah, I just saw Depeche Mode. Was it last year? They came to Key Arena with my dad, and I got a lot of crap from the friends, but, you know, it's a good time.
I think one of the best albums, at least in my opinion, for the new wave that nobody even talks about, is the Vapors' New Clear Days. The only song anybody knows off of it is Turning Japanese, but really almost every song on that album is so damn good. And Danny, I would like you to listen to that and think, do you think Blink 182 was influenced by those guys? Because I hear a lot of Blink 182 when I listen to my old Vapors album.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And you know what, Kyle? I love that you're 26.
I can see that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and they don't get enough credit for it. I appreciate the call. And you know, Steve, it is, nobody wants to admit that they like music from that time. I love, that was me. I mean, everybody was kind of digging on the like Aerosmith era of rock and Boston era of rock, but I was more like, God, this new wave is really what's getting me.
See, it's funny because for me, I always wanted to like that stuff because I have a lot of friends that love that stuff. Like, for instance, even just recently, our band Bruiser Brody, we just covered a Cure song, and I could tolerate some of Cure songs. I do like Disintegration and some good stuff on there, but I have a lot of friends in my world that love Joy Division, so I tried that, or Depeche Mode, I tried listening to that, or insert whatever other really sad electronic based music that you think of, and man, I give it a whirl, and I'm like, alright, I can see why someone likes this, but man, I'm never gonna listen to it again. Like, I'll even try, I'll be like, oh, maybe I should listen to Susie and the Banshees, and I listen for a song,
oh, there you go.
You know what, I'd rather listen to something that sounds like people are having fun making it.
That's so awesome.
I like this text message at 77999. Minivans, a guilty pleasure. I would never own one, but anytime I rent one on vacation, I love driving it. It's funny, I had a minivan.
Me too.
And it was one of my favorite vehicles. For all the wrong reasons, though.
Because you could have sex in it.
That is a very good point there, Vicky. And also, you could drive in the carpool lane and nobody thinks that you're doing anything wrong.
Oh, good call.
Bro, I would drive. Life hack. I would just drive and look at a cop alongside me while I'm in the carpool lane and never once, that guy never thought once to pull me over.
That's awesome.
And you didn't have like anything in the back, like a car seat or anything to kind of play it off?
Oh, I had a baby on board sticker, of course.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. To the minivan.
That would be awesome if I did, though.
I wouldn't put it past you.
I wouldn't either.
We were up at Hyundai of Everett, and my wife literally, I remember, and Jackie tells me this, who's, by the way, if you ever go up there, Jackie's awesome. She said, I still can remember your wife crying when you traded in your minivan to get your Santa Fe, because we finally had to trade that minivan in, because we took it everywhere, from Rochester to California, back to Rochester to Arizona to Florida. We had that minivan everywhere, and Sarah and Joey literally grew up in that damn thing, and Kathy started crying when we had to let it go. It was finally done, and it was awesome. I mean, it did everything you'd want a vehicle to do. It carried everything. The kids destroyed it. You still didn't know.
My buddy Ryan called mine the fun bus, because whenever a bunch of us would get in it, we're always off to do something fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're the guy who could take everybody everywhere.
Dude, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I could fit easily 8 people in that thing.
And it was in the late 80s, early 90s, pretty much for the entire decade of the 90s. That was what families used. Now they use those crossovers in the SUVs.
Yeah.
But the minivan is what we all had to use, because that was the only vehicle available that was big enough to do what you want.
What happened to us? We're extolling the virtues of Nickelback and minivans. When did we become soccer moms?
Yeah, that's what I am. I pretty much am a soccer
mom. If I had hair, I'd cut it short.
Yeah.
I have to ask, if you could fit 8 people comfortably, how many people was the max that you were able to fit in?
I fit 12 in there once.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow. Oh, yeah, those things, easy. Yeah. You fit 12 easy.
It wasn't a long drive. It was from Vantage to the Gorge. We were going to see Radiohead, and that was, it was either we have to take a few cars or we just pack people in like sardines.
I mean, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. I had the white GMC Safari. And I mean, I did have it here. We had it here for a couple, for a year or two. We did have it here when I first moved here to Seattle, and it stood out because nobody was driving it but me. Nobody else had a minivan.
A lot of people are on my in my world, wrestling. One person is pro wrestling. It's more accepted now, but I still get a bunch of crap for it. It might also be the 3 replica championship belts that I have, and that's from Travis and Snohomish. A few other people also chimed in about wrestling, which I think is pretty awesome. Kelly in Covington also said I'm a ride or die wrestling fan. Another person also said I'm a woman 30-something years old, mid-30s, and I'm a big fan of WWE wrestling.
Comic books used to be something I would always have to tell, you wouldn't want to admit. I mean, it's changed. Though just recently, Bill Maher's been an idiot about talking about comic books. But otherwise, it's something that I sit there and go, I guess I can't tell people I do this because people are going to hate on it.
Dude, we're getting a lot of texts about fruitcake. Fruitcakes, I mean, a lot of people.
Really?
I love that stuff. I even took some into DQ and had them make me a custom blizzard.
Whoa.
DQ does that?
Yeah.
I didn't know they do that.
You bring your own ingredients?
If you find the right employees, for sure. But sometimes, like, if the manager's there, they don't allow it technically, because technically you could be bringing weed brownies in.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Can I bring some edibles and mix that up in some ice cream?
Whoa, what a great idea. We have to open up a Danky's Q.
Danky's Q.
I think we've got an idea here, man.
Oh, my God.
We should just... I think that would be a great chain.
I noticed your daughter's in the room.
Sarah. I don't know what the hell she's a fan of. But her whole life, I think everybody hates.
Oh, hey. Wow, that's so rude.
Sorry about that.
I'd say box wine.
Yeah.
Who hates on box wine, Steve?
Stupid winos.
That's true, actually. No, but not
is that what they're called?
No, winos are the people that will drink box wine.
Exactly.
And too much of it. You mean wine connoisseurs is what you're saying.
No, yeah. People always hate, but I love reality shows. I love them.
I watch Teen Mom stuff.
Oh, Teen Mom. They have a new spinoff. It's Young and Pregnant. Ugh. Bachelor starts January 7th. I love reality.
She does. I mean, she has. We started you on Survivor, and you
I
never
still watch Survivor.
You never look back.
It's like the millionth season they're on. Still watch it.
That's kind of the same as mine, and it's Catfish. I love Catfish on MTV, and I cannot stop watching.
Is that 100% real? We decided that it's 100%
real.
All of
them.
Neve. It's reality show, BJ.
I know.
There's real in the title.
Yeah,
it's real.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
Don't crush it.
Well, the dude that does Catfish supposedly was Catfish, and that's why he started the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I will believe that maybe he got catfished, but I can't believe all the other stuff is really happening now to the level where they can film it like that.
they have been catfished before, where people like knew that the other, they actually had met before, but they just wanted like a free plane ticket to meet up again.
Oh, so they catfished the catfish.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Yeah, it is. It is still real. Yeah, they catfished the catfish, which was kind of cool. But yeah, the other ones are real.
Hey, how's the new Survivor going? Because there is actually, speaking of wrestling, John Morrison, John Hennigan is one of the stars of Survivor this time.
He got blindsided so tough. But it was like they played in a hidden immunity idol and a hidden immunity idol, and then he had like one vote and he got voted off. It was amazing. And he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's a piece of, I mean, he looks fake. How chiseled the guy
fake.
Is.
He looks fake. Yeah, and when he's like all like lathered up, like I'm wet and sweaty. Woo!
I'll let you know next time he wrestles for Defy. He comes to town from time to time. He's an awesome dude.
I would love to see him in real life. Yeah.
Woo! Whoa.
Okay, take beautiful. It easy. Jay Rubs still hasn't forgiven you for inviting your ex to the party. Don't start
getting
all...
Okay, let's not bring that up again. Thank
let's
you.
Let's not get all excited about wrestlers.
Cool.
I'll get you on that VIP list.
Oh, yes. I'm there.
Is that the VIP list? No, you're not going to put him on that.
He's a married man.
Okay, good.
Oh. Okay, I won't ruin
his wife
marriage.
Is a wrestler. She can
hurt
she's
you. Probably beautiful, too.
Taya Valkyrie, she actually is, yeah.
Yeah, and like in shape.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
Got muscles and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I see that my son is in the room.
Uh-oh.
We'll see what...
Joey D's
no, you don't hear from him as much as you hear is from his sister.
It'd be so awesome. He's like, spending dad's money.
Yeah. Yeah, is that the thing people hate on, spending my money? That's what you like to do?
No, most people love that because they're usually getting something bought for them as well.
That's true.
No, one thing that I really like that I didn't realize people didn't like, especially when I was younger, is tofu. I would always get tofu.
Fantastic.
Every time I'd get it instead of chicken or beef, and my friends would always be like, tofu is disgusting. I don't get why you eat it. And I'd always look at my own, it's protein. They can fry it and put cheese on it. It tastes great.
You've got to put so much stuff on it for to make it even halfway edible.
Oh, shut up, Rev. You've had bad tofu.
Yeah, it's just a weird sponge.
We're talking about Nickelback minivans and tofu. What have we become?
I know, really. I mean,
it picks up the flavor, whatever it is. Like, we barbecue tofu. Because obviously, I'll eat barbecue chicken, but my wife doesn't eat meat, so I'll barbecue those slabs of tofu. And
what a guy.
It's really good.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that if you haven't had cooked properly, you probably hate
Rev.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Shh. Well, which is how I was with meat originally, because I hated beef and chicken for that exact reason, because it was just charred and overcooked. But then when I had it, you know, cooked well, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is delicious. I understand why people like it.
That is the secret to life, is that if you prepare something the right way, you're probably going to, it's going to be a more enjoyable experience.
But I cannot get my friends to try tofu. They won't even do it at this point.
Oh, wow.
Now, tempeh, on the other hand, that's the worst.
No, I love that. I know, you guys are insane. I love tempeh. Whatever the hell. I don't know how you pronounce it.
I refuse to pronounce it right, because I don't want to eat it. So hopefully people are like, I don't know what that is that you're saying. So we'll
I know. I can understand why people wouldn't like it, but I love it, man. And your mom, Joe,
like eating cardboard,
dude. She my wife prepares it in such an awesome way. And she doesn't live here anymore, so I haven't had it in that for a long time. Let's see if she does that for me.
Where are we on kale, guys?
Nah, I'm okay with it.
I love kale.
I like kale chips.
Yeah.
Oh, the kale chips are good. Your wife turned me on to kale chips.
The problem with those damn kale chips is they fall apart really easy. So you have like four really nice, good, solid kale chips, and then everything else just becomes really just crumbs.
Yeah, it's crumbs everywhere. Crumbs. And it gets all over you, too.
Yeah, by the time I get to wherever I am, my shirt is just covered in kale chips as I get out of my car.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta like brush it off.
You take those kale chips, you just throw it on some nice piece of bacon, you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, so I'm pro kale chips.
All right.
I got to tell you about this dude that has the worst wife ever. And we're not talking about me, by the way. Okay, want to be clear about that.
Wow. Geez, your kids are in the room.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, my wife is, she actually had a tough year. She's not going to be the worst wife this year, after all. Mm. She needs to work at it. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. No, at least there's a rim shot there, so we knew.
Well, it was supposed to be a joke, but as it turned out, people thought, real life.
It's tough, man. Good luck getting laid.
Dude, you know that train is never coming back to that station. I've given up on that.
I thought the train ports every couple weeks.
Yeah, it depends. But after this break, he'll be in the dress, Bill, in good old Get Action Gulch.
Out of service.
All right. But let me tell you about this other guy that's got a pretty bad wife. And the reason why she's the worst wife ever is because she doesn't find him attractive enough. Oh, yeah, that always goes over well. I'll tell you all about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.